This is Dr. Ali dictating history. Physical, patient name Spriggs, Spriggs, Beulah, Bula. Date of birth 7/28/1943. Place, Future Care Charles Village. Date of service 2/3/2024. Is initial history, physical, and comprehensive evaluation. History of present illness. This is a 80-year-old female. She was admitted to Johns Hopkins Hospital. The patient presented because she had a fall, as reported by grandson, that patient was found on the floor in the bathroom. Patient didn't remember how long she was on the floor. Patient was brought to the emergency room. Patient has some tremulous, unsteady on her feet, difficulty ambulation. In emergency room, blood pressure 96/80, heart rate 140. Potassium 4.8. Patient was noted to have ketone in the urine. Lactic acid level was 2.0. Patient was somewhat agitated. And she was noted to have euglycemic decay. Patient was started insulin drip, admitted to MICU, medical ICU. Patient became somnolent. Because patient was agitated, unable to protect the airway, it was decision made to intubate the patient. Patient was managed. She was also noted to have thyroid disease. She received steroid PTU because of thyroid storm. That was attributed to iodine from her contrast CT scan. She was also given ESMOLOL, esmolar drip, as per cardiology recommendation. She has a new onset heart failure with a reduced ejection fraction. Heart ejection fraction was 30% to 35%, was the second to suggest cardiomyopathy. Patient has a grave disease, thyrotoxicosis. On admission, PSI was 458. Patient was continued on methimazole. T4, T3 monitored closely. She was maintained on Coreg 6.25 mg BID. Patient was seen by endocrinologist. Patient was stabilized and she was advised outpatient. Because of stress cardiomyopathy, there was no valvular pathology. The base of heart was more dynamic relative to the apex. Patient was advised to be treated with GDMT. If EF doesn't recover in 3 months, they further recommended ischemic evaluation for further PET or SPECT test. Echo discharge upon discharge noted to be 50% to 55% with improvement in systolic function. Patient with hypoxic respiratory failure, mixed emphysema and interstitial lung disease, suspected hospital-acquired pneumonia, treated with antibiotic for 5 days, pseudomonal coverage, cefepime with improvement, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hemoglobin A1C was 6, Initially, she has a dysphagia due to extubation. Subsequently, improved speech saw the patient gallbladder wall thickening, adenomyomatosis noted on the scan, and they did sonogram. There we distended gallbladder, no gallstone, persistent biliary duct dilatation, the uncleared etiology. Patient underwent MRCP, outpatient advised to get outpatient MRCP, not done in the hospital, Hypolipidemia managed. She has a renal cyst, multiple renal cyst. Patient decided to be full code upon stabilization, PTOT done. Patient was sent to Charles Village. Next, today when I saw the patient, no headache, no dizziness, no chest pains. Past medical history, number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. Number three, recent CHF. Number four, hypolipidemia. Number five, recent change in mental status with the DKA and fall with the ambulatory dysfunction. Allergies, penicillin, social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. Ruha system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no arm pain, musculoskeletal, no swelling, genital urinary hematuria, left hand skin, abrasion, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no polyuniparadipsia, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising, genital urinary, no hematuria, GI, no diarrhea, no vomiting, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation. Medications upon discharge, methimazole, 10 mg, tablet take 4 tablets daily, Nidalac 17 gram daily, Entresto, ENTRESTO, 24/26, 1 tablet twice a day, Sanocide, 8.6 mg, 2 tablets twice a day, Spironolactone, 12.5 mg daily, Pregabalin, 75 mg daily, Atorvastatin 20 mg daily, vitamin D 1000 units daily, Dulaglutide, Trulicity, 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 advised to take 3 mg /0.5 ml, one dose every week, Jardiance 25 mg daily. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, cooperative, blood pressure 126 over 70, pulse 76, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%, body weight 161.2 pounds, head weight, eyes and no urinary discharge, throat, no exudate, eyes and ectaric, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, bilateral bronchi, heart SMS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bosom positive, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness. The neuro patient is awake, alert, reentry time 3 and cooperative. Psychiatry patient is cooperative and pleasant. Assessment patient has been admitted to subacute rehab. That is post recent fall with ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, grave disease. That is post thyroid storm, currently on methimazole. Next line, diabetes mellitus with the DKA, currently maintained on antidiabetic medications. Next line, status post hypoxemic respiratory failure, required intubation in the ICU with recovery, interstitial lung disease versus emphysema. Next line, stress cardiomyopathy being managed. Next line, multiple renal cyst. Next line, gallbladder thickening with the compatible adenomyomatosis. Next line, macrocytic anemia. Next line, patient has a history of bronchitis, history of diabetic retinopathy, history of emphysema, history of hypolipidemia, history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of aneurysm unclear, unspecified, as per discharge summary. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. Will follow up labs, PBC, CMP, PTOT for precautions. Will schedule outpatient follow up as advised by the hospital. Outpatient MRCP to be done upon discharge. Next and core status discuss with the patient. Patient alert, re-entered M3. She wants to be full code. Treatment discussed with the nursing staff. Thank you.